My name is Gianluca Sola, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Tennis Lifestyle Podcast. It's been a while, but in this episode, I have a very special guest. I'm really excited about this. It's an honor and a privilege to interview Geoffrey Porta. He's the guest of this episode. For those of you who don't know who Geoffrey Porta is, well, he's a legend of our sport, really. He's the owner and operator of Global Tennis Team. It's an international tennis academy in Mallorca, Spain, which was started over 20 years ago. It's an amazing academy or tennis school, call it what you want. I've been there myself with my family twice, and it's the real deal. If you're looking for an amazing experience, a tennis experience of the highest level of coaching and training, it doesn't get better than this. In fact, Global Tennis Team in Mallorca is often considered one of the best academies in the world. You can just look it up on the internet and it pops up all the time. Geoffrey there has developed over the years his own coaching system called Global System. I think he talks about it a bit in our interview. He's obviously a coach, an educator, a philosopher. He's a very low-key figure. You won't really get much info on him over the internet and so on. He's not as well known, but he is highly respected, or as well as respected as other Spanish legends, such as Tony Nadal, Luis Bruguera, or Pato Alvarez. He's a key figure in Spanish tennis, and he's probably most famous for coaching two number one players in the world. You might have heard of them before. One is Carlos Moya, who he coached from a very young age to number one in the world. And then also for about 8 years, together with Tony Nadal, he trained Rafa Nadal. He's worked for the Spanish Tennis Federation, been an advisor for Nike for a few years. He's worked as a sports commentator. And he does right now also a lot of talks, conferences, presentations all around the world to companies, organizations, federations, and so on. So yeah, it's a real privilege to have Geoffrey Porta on my episode. And it was a really nice chat. I'd just like to say, if you do ever think of going to Spain or Mallorca to on holiday, include a visit to Global, his academy. It's an amazing experience. It's really the real deal, as I said from the beginning. And you'll understand what it really means to train like a professional. On top of that, you're obviously in a beautiful island. So if you combine that with a holiday on the island, it's got beautiful beaches and mountains and lots of things to do. It's very nice. Thanks for everyone for following me. Please share my podcast, my episodes. You can find me on Instagram, on Twitter, and so on. Spread the word. I'm really happy. I'm really enjoying this project, this podcast, and hopefully we'll have many more great guests. That's all. Thanks a lot. Enjoy the podcast. Ciao. Bye bye. Yes, Geoffrey, can you hear me?
Yeah, perfect.
How are you today?
Good. A little pain in my knees, but it's okay. It's not bad.
Why? Did you go cycling or too much tennis?
No, it's an illness. It's one arthritis. No problem. I'm getting old.
No. Geoffrey, I want to, first of all, thank you very much for taking some time on my podcast. For me, it really is an honor and a privilege to have you.
It's a privilege for me, really, believe me.
No, trust me. It's amazing. I'm really, really happy for this. And thank you. I just want to, if you don't mind, I just want to give a brief introduction for the listeners who maybe don't know who you are. So today's my special guest is Geoffrey Porter. He is the owner and director of Global Tennis Team. It is an international tennis academy in Mallorca, which was over 20 years ago. Here you have developed and you apply also your coaching system called Global System. We will talk about that later. You are a coach, an educator, a philosopher. You are maybe a bit low key, not as well known, but you are highly respected, very well respected in just as other Spanish legends like Tony Nadal, Luis Bruguera, and Pato Alvarez. You are a key figure in Spanish tennis. I think probably what is you are known for is you've had the experience of training with two number one players. Firstly, Carlos Moya, which he was with you for over 10 years, and then also Rafael Nadal, which together with Tony, you trained for about 8 years, if I'm correct. Other things you have done, I'm nearly finished, but other things you have done, you have worked for the Spanish Tennis Federation, you've been a Nike advisor, you have a master's degree in tennis from the University of Valencia, you've worked as a sports commentator, and you've also collaborated and advised many companies, organizations, and done many presentations and talks all over the world. Have I missed something, Geoffrey?
No. It's a lot. When you have a long curriculum, it's because you are old. Stop it, please.
No. Anyway, I think I probably have, but that's amazing. I mean, that is truly amazing what you have done in your life so far. I just want to last thing I want to add is a few years ago, I don't know, 6 or 7 years ago, my family, we decided to take a vacation to Spain, and my kids play tennis. And we said, let's combine it with a week or two at an academy, because they can have the experience of playing on clay and also experiencing an academy overseas, what it is like. But I didn't want them to go to the usual academies, let's put it that way. So I did a lot of research, and your academy came up always like the real deal, the number one academy to go to if you want to experience what it really is to be part of a professional academy. So we went there, and we went there as a tennis holiday, really. I mean, it was only a couple of weeks, but it was fantastic. We loved it, and in fact, we came back, I think, a couple of years later. So, yeah, it was amazing. Geoffrey, if you don't mind, can you just begin by telling us a bit about your tennis journey? When did it start? Where did it start? I believe your father was quite important with this as well.
When I started to be a coach, really, I was a little weird because I really don't like tennis. I was a basketball player in my time. You know, I'm old. I played tennis in a tennis club, right? And the for me, the tennis players, they are a very snob people playing tennis, white t-shirts and everything white, and a lot of rules. I really not involved in tennis in this time, but you know what? I'm hard worker and have facility for the sports, and the head coach is was Tapiolas, asked me for work in the school, tennis school. He said, but I'm not a tennis player. He said, yeah, but you are serious, you will come. And said, it's not like this, but for the back door, you know. And this time I make that for money. I was very, very young. I'm 13, 14 years old. But a little, I start to understand how can be tennis, no? How is for me, tennis is a weapon, fantastic weapon for education. Is a fantastic. There are not a lot of sports that can use for the education of the kids. Because you have both, no? You work in group and you compete individual. The contact with the coach is really, really close. And for that, I feel really, really, really now is my passion, is my dream, is my life. But in the beginning, it was warrior. Warrior because I entered for the back door.
Amazing. And when did you are from Barcelona, am I correct?
Right.
Yeah. And when did you moved to Mallorca because of tennis?
But it's
Is that
another,
right?
it's, I'm sorry, but it's weird too because I go really. I was in Bartino. I was, and this time the boss of Bartino or the director is was Luis Burgueda. Yeah, I want to change a little because I finished my military service and I want to change. And finally, one of my friends, he's a lot of hard worker than me. He sent curriculums around the Spain, all the clubs, because he want to change too. But I don't make that because I'm a lazy man. But he received one letter because in this time they are not internet, and telling that if they want to have an interview. But he don't want to go. I don't know why. He tell me, "You want to go?" He's right. I'm really, really motivated for that. I go. And the truth is, I arrived in Mallorca, and the boss of Toni Picaud, the boss of tennis of the club that I go, say, "Hello, Javi." I say, "My name is Jofre. I wish it will be not a problem." I start my all my adventure in Mallorca like this.
Oh wow. So once you arrived there, did you've been living there ever since?
Sorry, Brian, please. You know my
No,
English.
I mean you've so once you stepped into Mallorca, you got there for with your job, you never moved again. You stayed in Mallorca
No,
for the
yes,
rest up until now.
I move a lot in Mallorca because this club breakdown for economic breakdown, and I start to go with the players, looking one place for practice. It was a fantastic time, very hard, but fantastic, you know, because it's like biblical, no? There are 40 players, one of them was Moya, and looking one place for practice. Finally, the father of Moya gave me one courts in Playa de Palma and Arenal. He started to work then. When Moya was start to be really, really good, they offered me to go to the Spanish Federation in the groups. Yeah, I came back to Barcelona and Sant Cugat in the car of Sant Cugat, in the center of the Sant Cugat. Yeah, I passed there 3 years, and then I come back to Mallorca again because I miss so much my work in Mallorca. I feel really more useful in Mallorca than in the Federation. And after that, all the time, always in Mallorca. I'm absolutely in love with
Oh,
Italy.
okay, interesting. And when did you decide to start your, I mean, Global Tennis Team Academy? When was that started, and how did you start that?
Right, when I come back to Mallorca, I come back. I work for the government. Right, they make a one group of competition. First was the first one was tennis, but that is growing and growing more sports. Yeah, I'm. You know, I come from the French Federation to the government, and was fantastic. The people I work is fantastic but I don't feel free. You know, I am a very, very wild mentality. You know, I want to do what I think is right. I don't want to give explanation to the bosses or to the politics, etc., etc. I decided to make for my own. I started with global tennis in the beginning. Was in global tennis, you be here is the opposite the normal academy because it's so small, it's so familiar. You know, we try to we are proud to be small. You know, is the opposite way that a lot of academies do. No. If we make a, if we start to work with that, it's doesn't bloat a little. And this time I'm still working and traveling with Moya in the last 7 weeks. It was a sad, I want to feel free, really.
Okay, but where Global is now, was that where it first started? Did you start with five courts, or did you start with one court? Is or was it like a gradual build of the academy?
No, we can't cure. We have 5 courts in the till the beginning, but they are one of the courts is a little smaller. Really, we work with 4 courts. And we have a little residence, and I have the opportunity to make that because really globally it's me, and I global is my dream. If the coaches are here, they make my dreams they catch this dream, you know. But it's because the condition of the club and this one is a fantastic opportunity. I don't understand what is academy, what is a school. And in the beginning was a little hard because we really don't know how we go, no? But a little later we understand so easy that global is a place for teach kids, you know. The tennis is the way the way, but we are education center. And we don't renounce to nothing because we get good players, but we'll try to make something integral, but real one. Because we believe that tennis is the fun, is one of the best ways for teach the kids to be a person, for to be kids be whatever they want. For this one, we have some different rules than the other academies because we really believe in that. And a stuff like this, a little deal is like a puzzle. The little we take here, we take there. It's changing, changing, changing. And now, after I think 14 years or something like this, we are more solid. We really enjoy our work.
Fantastic. I'll speak about that later again, but one question I want to ask you, and I know a lot of people in the tennis world, especially where we are from in South Africa, they are curious about this. And I think you'll probably be able to answer it better than anyone else. Is in the last 20, 25 years, more or less, Spanish tennis has been incredibly successful. A lot of players and a lot of success. Why is that? What happened to make it so successful?
Right. Really, I don't believe they are a Spanish system. Really, I know, I'm sure that every academy in Mallorca, in Spain, there are different academies. Every academy work different, really, but absolutely different. Their academies work a lot of time, the academies work a little. I think the system doesn't exist, but we have some conditions help a lot for make tennis players. The first one, it for me really, really important, is the overprotection. I don't know, I've been in South Africa is sometimes, but normally around
Sorry,
the
sorry to
world.
interrupt you. Is the what the over?
So sorry.
You said the first condition is the over. I
No,
didn't
no, no.
understand.
The first condition is that they are not overprotection. You know,
Oh, okay.
all the studies that I saw is tennis. You know, in soccer, the bad condition of life, you know, the people from the favelas of Africa, success. In tennis, it doesn't work. They try, in Brazil, there are a lot of projects with the favelas, but tennis have a lot of pressure. And doesn't work. Work better the teams, right? But when the people is too much economically healthy, doesn't work too. We need to look in people don't have a lot of money and don't have a lot of over don't have a lot of overprotection because they are not special. And some countries like the high level countries, more that England, French, etc. The kids are more protected than in Spain. I think Spain in this time that you tell me, this the last 20 years, we are in the level for overprotection. You put more because the overprotection is not only the family, is the society, right? I speak about that. As second thing, it's sorry, you want to say?
No, please go ahead. Yes.
The second one for me is Spain. We play in clay, and a big part of Spain, the center of Spain, no, but the rest of all the because the success normally less Feliciano and San Juan is in the center, but it's near of the sea and is clay. No, the clay make hard minds. I don't tell that it's good or worse for the technical, but make hard minds because you need to play more the two balls. It's not, it's, you cannot, the talent, the effort beat the talent. It is one help a lot in the beginning when you build the mind of the kids. It is one help a lot. And the third thing I think is really, really important is we have amazing competition calendar. We can compete a lot without a lot of money.
Yes.
The Spanish players can play
Yes.
a lot of tournaments. More that now is a little less, but they are one time. They are only 2 weeks features free. I think it's 5 weeks with us free. And under 12, under 14, a lot of ones, and this one help a lot for the competition. The competition finally, I think, is not the only thing, but when you have a good competition near your house, near your home, it's really good. For that, normally the tennis players, the
Yes.
Spanish tennis players, don't have a fantastic ranking ITF because we work a lot in our own country. You will see
Okay.
that sometimes Nadal, I tell you, Moya play international tournaments till 18. I don't want to lie, but I don't think more than three. And Nadal more than the ITF more or Tennis Europe, no more that set or six or seven all his life. Because we have all those competition here. We come with Nadal in I don't speak about, for example, with Nadal, we came to Sun City in South Africa to play the Masters, the final Master of the Nike Junior Tour 2 times. But we go out when we think it's okay, but it's not necessary to forget good matches. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if you ans I answer your question.
No. That's very interesting. So you're basically saying there is not really a Spanish system. That is, that everybody is very, every academy or club or school is very different. Because
Absolutely.
most,
Absolutely. We can maybe I prefer to say always the Spanish conditions more than the Spanish system, you know, because you see Nadal Academy or Sanchez Vicario or Sanchez Casal Academy or us is 100% different. You know, we work a little, we don't travel a lot. We are really care about, you know, another once a day work big volumes of work. And they travel a lot, you know. It's a different things, but always a hard work. One of the things very clear in the good academies in Spain is the hard work and the people and the parents and the kids accept this hard work. I think you can teach the guy for two ways, no? By the talent and by the effort. The people choose effort will be easier, you know. And when you see the tennis players, you know, when you go to a tournament, you see you don't know the guy, but you know he's Spanish. Oh my God. He will run so much. No, he will fight so much. But it's like this: Spain, Argentina. These countries normally, you know, they fight so much. They are exceptions always. But this kind of players normally is coming for clay. Then you found people for the hard court and fight a lot. Yeah, but I speak about the conditions for teach the kids.
No, I agree with you a lot. I've spoken to a lot of people in the tennis world, and I don't know if you agree with me, but it seems to me there is five key elements that create a successful tennis nation. I think number one is the climate. You need to have good weather. That's important. Number two is clay courts, like you were saying, not because anything specific, but because the mentality you have developed, you have to play a lot of shots, so you become used to playing like that and fighting. Number three is maybe the amount of tournaments that you have. If you have a lot of futures, challengers, tournaments, obviously it's very good because you don't need to travel as much. Number four is the club scene. The clubs are very vibrant, are very active. They are not dead. And the last one is the federation. The less the federation is involved, the better. The federation must organize tournaments and maybe give bonuses or some other structure to support the academies and the coaches. I don't know. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. You speak about Spain. You know, the only thing maybe is the federation. The federation in Spain, you know, that we don't have money. You know, Spain federation, the Spanish tennis get this success, and the budget of the Spanish federation is so low. You compare in other countries like France, I think it's 1 to 13 times the budget of the France, Italy, or England, you compare with the Spain. But I'm absolutely agreeing everything, right? It's absolutely real, but in the same times, it's possible to make that without these conditions. Yeah, of course it's possible, but we need to
Okay.
the mentality of the players. The people ask me what you ask to for a good player. It's really, I don't know. No, I take a player. What is the valuation that you make? For me, the beginning was very hard because there are so many things. Finally, I think there are two things really, really important. One is emotional control. When the people control the emotion, the people is stable in emotional, stable, or you can do, or they coming from home is fantastic. A second one is the tactical intelligence. These two things is difficult to work, and is we need to be really care about, right? All these things that you,
Okay.
the third one is the effort, right? Because without effort, I don't understand this project. If you take these three
Yes.
things, all the conditions that you spoke about, the forget success in tennis in one nation is included in that. Because when you play in clay, normally you are more smart, yeah, because in a tactical smart, because only playing good shots, you don't win. You need to think what you want to do, you know? Emotional is the same because the points are longer, so you have more time for think what you will do. It's
Yeah.
up and down, you know? All this, the kind of things connected. Finally, the weather and the clay is connected. Everything is connected. The world is connected and is a
Yeah.
net of condition. I'm absolutely agree with
Yeah.
it.
Geoffrey, I have a million questions, but I'm not going to keep you too long. But while you are talking, I'm thinking. But I want to ask you something completely, well, related. For example, in the last few years, a lot of people talk about statistics in tennis. You know, they take percentages, and it's getting used in with players to improve their game or how to beat an opponent and so on, et cetera, et cetera. One of the statistics, though, and this is why I'd like to ask you, is, and it's a fact, that if you take all professional tennis in the last years, something like 70, 75% of the points are played between one and four shots. Then you have like 15%, 20% is 5 to 8 shots, and then only 5% is 9 shots or more. Then doesn't it mean that playing a lot of shots like you do in clay is irrelevant? Shouldn't we be focusing on serve return plus one, since 75% is played and won in those shots?
Right. I have friends that they are fantastic in statistics, but I want to make one analysis, very, very simple analysis. The information, the part of the statistics can confuse the people. I'm absolutely sure that it is real, but we need to see the important points. The real important points, again, the important points is not the juice or the advantage. Speak of the hot moments of the match, how many shots make that. It's not just put in general. It's not to see the hot moments of the match, when how many shots they make. One. Second one, possibly the people learn, grow with 7, 8 points, the size of 7, 8 points. Can play better the 2 points. It's not if I play 2 points, I get
Okay.
it's not absolutely the same.
Yeah.
We need to be
Very good
over
answer.
the this one. We don't know how really. I want for me will be fantastic. It's so clear, but it's not. And this one, you will
Okay.
speak about the Spanish success. We work a lot of the rallies are really, really long, and then we make shorter. For me, one fantastic it's like will be 2 meters baseline on the line or inside of the line, inside of the court, right? It's better. Yeah, the people the modern tennis is more on the line or inside of the court. Yeah, I must fully agree. But the people learn like this normally is not a hard workers. Why not? We can start 2 meters behind and then go in percentage. Here happened the same. When they start to work in more shots. And then we make reduce. It's like Nadal making all his life, but we can make a little shorter this process, no? But it's what I believe really that we cannot start to practice with the kids only two, three shots because you destroy the capacity of fight. Well, I think that the capacity of fight will be really difficult. And the people want them that you can fight playing only two, three shots. Yeah. But for the baby or for a kid or for under 14, under 13, understand that is really, really difficult because the effort normally run. You need to build one brain. We need to build one brain really hard. We make that with the effort. The effort normally is more than two shots or more than three shots, you know. After that, obviously, the pattern of game can be less and less and less, especially because if you play in clay, in the end, the tournaments, there are so many in hard, you need to play less shots. But I think it's better to readapt to in this direction. It's easy to readapt. You can see when you play the circuit and you play in hardcore, you know, you made maybe 4 or 5 5 weeks in hardcore. When you come back to the clay, for that hard to the clay, you need some days. It's not easy, you know, because the ball don't come to you. You need
That's
to
right.
go about. When you come to the clay, to the hard, is 1 day, 2 days, you can play really, really, really good. For that, this adaptation, I think, is not only in the circuit, it's in the real life. Learn more to play, adapt better to the heart, and the people in the heart is so difficult to adapt to the condition of clay. For this one, we believe a lot in clay. We have clays. I sell my product.
No, excellent answer. Makes a lot of sense what you said. It's a very good answer. On another note, can you tell us about your relationship? I'm sure listeners would be very interested. Your relationship both with Carlos Moya and Nadal. When did it start and what did you do? Did you tour with them, etc.?
But with Moya was fantastic because I have a really tough relationship with he and the family. When I started with Moya, I was very young, maybe 4 or 5 years old. I have the academy, and he's coming. The father say, I have my son is playing with the wall all the time. You can see, he say, how old is he? I don't remember, 4 years. And I say, we don't take so young players in this time. They are not mini tennis, these kind of things. They say, but come one day, I can watch him. He's coming and say, whoa. We make one effort for this guy in the court because it's really, really special. And I told you that when I had problems in the beginning because the club crashed, etc., etc., the family of Moya, Pilar and Andreu, the parents, helped me so much. You see, my relationship is like a family, really, really like a family. With Nadal is fantastic too because when I know Nadal, well, with Moya, I worked till 17 because he go to the Spanish Federation, but I go to the Spanish Federation too, but I work with the girls, not with him. And then when I come back to Mallorca, we work together too with Joan Bosch, and I make three tours with him. And with Nadal was different. I make the academy with the government, and he was only 9 years old, and is working with Tony Nadal. Tony tell me, I have a player play fantastic. Wow, because he's my niece. He say, oh, fantastic. But I know Tony when I was in Mallorca. Sometimes he tell me, I have a fantastic player. He's not. But in this time, wow, this is really, really good. The first time was a clinic I met in Mallorca. He's coming with a kid. He played double hand in both sides. He told me that, what do you think? He said, I think that it's fantastic, but the good players have a single hand, forehand. He says, I think the same, you know? And he told me that when I come back, he's playing with the left hand. And he told me, I choose the left. Tony told me, I tried both. I choose the left hand because I think it's better, blah, 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 blah. But the other day in a program in TV, Nadal, Rafa tell that, no. I start to play with the left when I leave. I don't know what happened, but finally he changed. And this time I come to Mallorca. He's 9 years old. Yeah, I work with him 9 to 17 with Tony always around. My last trip with Nadal was Miami. The first time that he won Federer was a fantastic ending, and I enjoy a lot. The difference of Rafa and Tony, Rafa, sorry, and Moya maybe is When I work with Moya, we learn together because I was very young, maybe 21, 22. We learn together because I don't have experience. I told always that
Okay.
Moya was the number one, not because me, against me, because really I don't know a lot. Only passion, a lot of passion. And with Nadal, I
Okay.
have a lot of more knowledge and confidence and experience. And I can
Okay.
share a lot of things with Tony. I can help Tony to in the beginning till 17. I enjoy a lot. The two programs are
Yes.
fantastic, but different.
That's amazing. So did you actually end up also touring a bit with them? You said in Miami, was that the tournament, the one there is now, the Masters 1000, is that the one you're talking about?
In the 2004, yeah, it was a fantastic tournament.
Oh,
We played Indian
okay.
Wells in Miami, and it
Okay.
was fantastic because you know the Indian Wells is that both tournaments is 2 weeks, but you play only 10 days, and we have time for work things, and we change some a little things. It was a fantastic. It was a one big adventure.
Oh, fantastic. Very nice. If you have to, that's amazing. If you have to say, what, I mean, both of them as players are, if you are number one, you are number one. You are incredible. But obviously, Nadal is a legend. This is unbelievable what he did. What is the difference, would you say, if there is any, between Nadal winning? How much is it now? Eight 19 Grand Slams and Moya. I mean, what was the difference between both of them? Why did Nadal win so much more?
The people speak about talent, you know, and really I don't know what is a talent because they say Federer have more talent than Nadal. It may be true, but when we speak about talent, we speak about the coordinative talent, about the technical. We need to speak about the mental talent. We need to speak about so many the emotional talent, you know, and in everything Nadal is so imbalanced. In the mind is maybe the best in the story, and the emotional control and tactically is one of the best of the story. Technically is a lot of better than the people say, I think. And obviously is more talented than Moya. You can see, no, Moya have talent. Yeah, Moya have amazing talent in the shots, but it was very clear when I work with Moya, I never think he will be number one in the world. I told him so many times, I'm so sorry, but it's true. Not me, eh? Nobody, because even when Moya tried to play Roland Garros Junior, and this time is not because the numbers of the ITF, that every federation gives some numbers, some names, sorry, and US Open Junior. Sorry, US Open, French Open, decide is you can be in or not. And the Spanish Federation, he put three names, and the number three was Moya, and the number four was Beto Martin, is 1 year younger. And the Spanish Federation preferred Beto Martin than Moya for this one. Moya never played teams and never played because in this time is not especially good. The people don't believe a lot on them. I believe because I love him and we carry on, but don't looks will be so good. I don't know. All the first day that you can see, say, wow, this one will be a legend. I don't know, number one in the world or not, but will be really good. Is the difference. But you allow me, I want to tell one thing that for me is very important. Not only about these two players,
Yes.
it's about the players, the top level players, and the good players, the difference. Yeah, I think the big difference, they are really brave. I want to put one experience. I go with the good players, I don't want to tell the names, right? But the good player was speak about
Okay.
top 100. He would play one tournament, important tournament, and one is playing so bad, you know, he cannot win. Like this, in the, I tell him like this, you cannot play, you cannot win, you must go more near of the more inside, and he said, yeah, I know, he said, right, try, he said, no, I cannot, he said, but like this, you lose, he, I know, but you must try, he said, I cannot, I don't feel I can do that, right? And in the same tournament, because
Okay.
was teams, another 100, he played with a guy with amazing backhand, and he played cross backhand, and he changed down the line. He's in trouble. He said, "You cannot play like this. You need to play inside out, change to the forehand, and try to play more times for him, the diagonal of the forehands." Say, "Yeah, it's true, it's true." He say, "Come on." He said, "No, no, I cannot. I don't feel confidence for that. But if you don't make that, you will lose." Do you understand the idea? They are brave.
Okay.
They are not brave enough, because the tennis player, maybe Moya or Nadal, you tell something like this. He tell it, "I don't look like, I don't see like you. I think it's not right. I will follow my, but never, I cannot, or I feel, I don't feel brave for trying to make that." Yeah, I think one of the important things at the top is they are really brave. Brave in the match, brave outside in the match, brave for change shots, brave for trying new things. And the teach it.
Sorry to interrupt you. So you say they are fearless.
Yeah. See, my English is so fantastic. I'm sorry.
No. It's good. They're fearless. So no matter what the situation, they will. They will try something.
Every challenge. You know, it's even when you want to change a little one grip, or when you want whatever, you know, they change so easy, accept every challenge. It's people that enjoy with the problems. Really, really, one more, you say, wow, they enjoy the problems. They don't look in, but they enjoy the problems. The other one tries to be away of the problems. I think it's one of the big difference, the top. For that, it's so important when they are, the people are young, to teach them the effort is so important. Teach by the effort. About the cartel and fear in a fearless way, you know, because it's the way that they will be brave for everything in life, because all these kind of things then is in tennis, but will happen outside of tennis. And even the players will be number one in the world. They have a long time after tennis that need to live a normal life, a regular life, a daily life. This one, all the values, all the patterns that the character patterns they make in tennis will work after that.
That's amazing. That's true. That's very good. Fearless. It reminds me a bit. I don't know if you watched it, but I watched the final of the ATP finals yesterday, and you get a bit that sensation what you were saying now with Medvedev. He looks fearless. He just, you know, he tries, and I don't know. I don't know if you watched the match, but you get that impression.
I cannot watch
him.
All match because I was working parts of that. But I can imagine, because this guy is amazing. But you have two types of players, no? There are two types of players. You have Nadal, that use the emotions for be better. You know, he play with the emotion for be better, right? And you have players like Federer that the emotions destroy his game, and he put the emotions inside the box and take the emotions when he go out of the court. You know. You can play with the emotions, or you need to put emotions out. You need to choose how you can play. Obviously, sometimes the emotions beat you. You fight with yourself. I don't know the story. Maybe it's like this, or he's working. Obviously, with Federer, they work. They have a problem, character problem when he's young, and need to control that. He stopped the emotions on the court. You know, now give a little chance.
Okay.
He makes some smile, something like this. And maybe I think it's a little like this. I don't know, because it's like this, because finally it's every country they have different cultures. But if not, it doesn't matter. The result is the same. No, people play with emotions, and people play controlling the emotions, you know, controlling using or controlling disappearing the emotions. Yeah, I think it's fantastic in that.
It is. I think I can imagine it is incredibly difficult to do that.
It's a long process,
crucial.
But there are so many players. There are so many players that you know that they are fantastic, and when you see the past in the beginning, they are not easy players and very conflictive. But players that look like, I don't know, you can look in, but so many boys and girls that they have really problems with the coaches, etc., with the referees, like Federer, that everybody really know, but Simona Halep, for example. But there's so many. Then when they control that, if they can put the emotions under control in a box, they start to be a fantastic player. Obviously, it's not easy. Of course, it's not easy. You need to want to do that, because all the people don't want to do that. Yeah, after that, you need to get it. It's not so easy. Of course, it's not easy.
Amazing. And another question, Joffrey. You coached Moya, you coached Nadal. Now Moya is coaching Nadal. Do you think Moya is a good coach? And do you see aspects in his coaching that maybe you taught him when he was a player?
Really, the second part, zero. He built, obviously, he have experience abroad with everybody. If I wish to think that the passion and the hard work is connected with the work that I made with him. But I think the first part, Moya is and will be a fantastic coach. Oh, first, because he's very, very smart. He's one guy that he make analysis about the matches always. Sometimes after the match, you want to speak about the match. He speak to you how he's playing, what he made right, what he made wrong. What is a fantastic. He's a visionary of tennis, and technically, tactically, is
Okay.
great, and he's brave. Again, the coaches, because sometimes we want players, brave players, but the coaches are not, you know, and say you need to play more crazy, you are too much conservative, but then when it's a match ball, you tell no in the center, don't make mistake, no? Happens so many times, no? We said we tell one thing, and Moya, no, Moya was brave playing, and I think this one helped so much to the players because give the confidence to be more aggressive, etc., etc. I think the combination with Tony was fantastic,
Okay.
but with Moya, it's great. I think Moya can work with any player that have a good character because Moya have a lot of character. I don't know with another he's playing with Raonic
Yes.
that I think is compatible. And with Nadal is 100% compatible, but I don't know with players that I don't know if Moya can support stupid things over the players, you know. But I think the combination Moya
Okay.
Nadal is absolutely great.
Great. There in Mallorca a few years ago, the Nadal Academy opened. I actually went there as well. It's obviously completely different to your school academy. Nadal Academy is this huge monster. I'm not saying it's bad, but it's this huge complex, and your one is, is a much more personal one. First of all, do you think the Nadal Academy is good for Mallorca? And are you happy that
I'm
it opened?
so happy. You understand, Mallorca is very small. Mallorca have only more or less 1 million person. You know, not everyone play tennis. In the tournaments in the past, it was not easy to find the local tournaments people for play the tournaments. With the Nadal Academy, keep full the tournaments of players. This is great. All the things happening in Mallorca is great. Plus, our the people come to our academy, obviously looking something special, and the people go to Nadal Academy looking another thing. We are not we don't compete for the same clients, you know. It's very comfortable for
Yes.
me. It's really, really comfortable. Plus, we can play together in the tournament, etc., etc. I think it's great. The movement that Nadal Academy make in Mallorca helped to all the schools, academies, everything there in Mallorca. Absolutely. I'm absolutely 100% sure.
Okay. Has Nadal, I wanted to ask you this stupid question. Has he ever invited you on his yacht?
Really, I am a very bad friend,
No.
but no, with Nadal, with Moya too, with all my friends know that I don't really when pass the time I have a good relationship. The other day, maybe 2 months ago, or three, Moya make a dinner, invite me, come, we play the guitar. Yeah, okay, I come, but no, we are not the type of people looking bit close to. No, I know. One day happens something, they ask me, I will be there, of course, because I love them so much. But at the moment, I'm not being the. Plus, they know how I am. The luxury and me normally don't work nice. I like the very simple things. It's not, I have another mentality.
Joffrey, the today there is so many distractions in especially juniors' life, and I'm talking about technology mostly. Do you think there is a lack of passion amongst juniors? Do you think it is a big problem
It's
for
a big problem
tennis?
for life. It's a big problem for life. We have a new generations that don't understand life without technology. The people tell me you are against the technology. It's not true because I make so many things against it. In our academy, they cannot use only one part of the global the technology because I want to see the people use the technology because I think it's really dangerous. The technology is very addictive. It's only that. They make games or make more addictive. The net social net is for be addictive. This is the problem because technology doesn't, you know, but in technology there you can play chess, yeah, but you don't play chess, you know, you play another type of games, you know. I think the technology is still so many things. So many things. Yesterday, maybe it's 4 days ago, one of the kids, I make a question. I'm downstairs after we have a meeting with the kids. I tell, you need to understand that who of you think that Tangoli is good for his improve in tennis and life? And nobody tell nothing. One guy, Isaac, is a fantastic guy. He tell me, right, but made me happy. You tell him, like the marijuana. He say it's exactly the same. He say, well, you cannot make this comparison. He say, why not? It's addictive, make you happy, and don't give you any profit. It's very similar. The concept obviously is not the same about the health, but it's very similar. We need to be care because it's like a drug. We need to be really careful how manage this question because the other thing that we cannot do is give prices with the technology. You make a good job, you can be in the computer. No, because you make that will be really difficult to understand that technology is bad because it's a price. You know, we need to work really properly. We need to think about how we play in that. For me, it's very simple. One of the things is very simple. The technology with the young players, I speak of really young players, must be in front of the parents, or you know that I live in the academy. I live upstairs in the academy in one room with my wife. And the zone of technology, the technology don't go to the rooms. And the zone of the technology, I control. I know how long they are in the one. I don't. I want they feel that really is not. I cannot escape. It's not escape the technology for the happiness. How they understand the happiness. I think the technology. But I use the technology. We use the technology. We are now in the technology. We make this conference. But they tell always the same. Technology for go more far is fantastic. Technology for make more easy your life is really bad for you. You need to understand technology for go more far, for get more things, not for make easier your life and comfortable. I have a lot of passion in that really.
But do you, but is tennis in Spain still very much alive? Is it growing? Is it what's your sensation?
Well,
What's your feeling?
in my academy, maybe the 90% of or 80% of the players that try to be professionals or they want to play the adventure are not Spanish. You know, is people foreigners. They like our mentality, et cetera, et cetera. It is what happened in the big academies in every single one. I think that maybe in Spain we need to think because one time. So one reporter asked me, yeah, but the Spanish are good teaching boys, but they are really bad teaching girls. Say, so I don't know why you say that, but you because they are not girls in the top, so many girls in the top. Say, so yeah, but there are so many girls working in Spain with tennis, Spanish coaches. We need to decide maybe that I don't make publicity of my academy, but we need to think more in a global, you know, it's people when the people where the people work, know where they born, you know, because obviously the globalization of tennis, the life, but the tennis too, give the problem of the COVID, but give advantage about the you can play wherever you want, whenever you want. No, now a little, I think we will stop to speak about the tennis in Spain and tennis in one place or another. he will speak about tennis in general, because for sure there will be South African players working in Australia, Australian working in USA, USA working in Spain, and it's more general. It's not like before that the Spanish players work in Spain, the Russian work in Russia, etc., etc., etc. We need to change our mentality. I think so.
Your players at your academy, and this thing actually amazed me because I don't know many people who do this, but they live with you. They live
yeah,
with
yeah,
you
yeah.
in the house.
Okay.
How do you do that? Is that doesn't that
no,
make you go crazy?
The people say you never disconnect. You say like this, you can never disconnect. You say I never disconnect. When I go to the Spanish Federation, I ask for a sleep in the residence in the same place that the kids. When I come back to Mallorca, I want to I live 2 years in the residence with the kids, and now I live with the kids. For me, the kids are like my sons and my wife more than me. Big advantage because I have a better. I think for the education, a big family help a lot. We have a really big family. With one advantage, if we don't like our son, we send home. You know, it's the difference that the normal family cannot send. I don't know where when you don't like your own son. You know, this type of work help a lot because really, really we make a lot of things outside of tennis. We really believe in that. I don't know. Before the all this story about the virus. For example, we take the kids and go to take plastics in the beach. And one ONG show the how bad is that. We make a lot of things out of the club because we really believe in the education of the kids integral. And when we make that, I think this one is not because we are nice. You are so nice. No, because, yeah, but because we try, we really believe that this kind of thing helps to the tennis. You know, when you are solidarity, the effort of the tennis is not coming only by the tennis. We need to live in this philosophy. And when they live with us, it's more easy. Because for me, it's not difficult to tell one guy, you 1 week without the telephone. For a father, for a real father or mother, it's more difficult to tell that because they love. For me, it's not so much. I love them, but not so much. It's a perfect combination.
It's good. And this brings me to your wife, Afisa. I mean, she is also amazing. How important is she to your setup?
Is Afisa,
she's very important.
Is gone, eh? I need to close. It's so simple like this. Afisa is make the world that one normal club needs 20 persons. He makes so many about the foreigners, the paper of the foreigners, about the school. He make everything outside of the court. You see, you can look in our publicity around the world about the academy and how much we spend is 0.0. We don't spend 1 euro. Also, the only things that give us a little positive when I speak with you, but I don't ask you that. You know, it's because it's natural. It's what we want. The mouth to ear. You know, is what we really, really, really try to do. And in this, Afisa is amazing because how he explained the philosophy of global by mail or by phone. He makes what global is. He understands the philosophy global. He lives in the philosophy global. He speaks about this in our philosophy. You send you a message. It's always it's never copy and paste. It's always personal because she believes in that. It's not because it's the business, because she believes in that. For that, this kind of things help so much.
Right.
After that, he controlled the studies. He controlled so many things. I try to help in this way, and the tennis part is more in my back, but the rest is when it really is absolutely principle is impossible to understand global without a visa.
Yes, no, amazing. I when I was there, I was standing and I was listening to some other people talk, and you know, you are there, you listen. But they, I don't know, you can maybe confirm this, but they were talking about, I don't understand, I think it was your daughter. And is it true she was a tennis prodigy?
Yeah, he played really, really good. He played really, really, really good. My daughter knows, the daughter of his, I don't have sons, but Fiza's daughter. Fiza had four sons and the two youngers were with us. And the girl was playing fantastic, had a beautiful, beautiful tennis. But he decided that the competition is not, he don't enjoy the competition and he stopped. You know, sometimes What I was really worried with her because I see his face. I see like tennis, but maybe not so much the competition, which was not bad. And
Okay.
one of the things I'm really worried because a lot of people that is so good in one sp in a sport, they don't abandon because it's so good, not because they love this sport. You know, and for me was difficult. There are so many players, you know, so
Yes.
many players that look so unhappy on the court that they play tennis because oh, it's so easy because they tell Adriano Panatta say, I never enjoy play tennis. I never enjoy it. One is so bad. One of the things that that for me was very important with my daughter, with all the players, but with my daughter in special, that she need to make what she want to do, right? She need to understand she really, really enjoy
Sure.
what is necessary. In the beginning, no, eh? Because in the beginning, I think sometimes we give too much power to the kids. I said, you want to play tennis, right? I choose the place. You only decide if you like to play tennis, but it cannot be a negotiation every week you like or you don't like. But she put a lot of effort. It worked fantastic. But finally, he decided don't want to compete. And now he's modeling around the world and he's the one of the, for sure, one of the more happy girls in the world. Absolutely.
Okay, that's fantastic. Also, one other thing. You worked with Nike for a couple of years. What did you
Well,
do? What was
really,
your
I don't
role
know, poor guys.
with Nike?
I have a good relationship with them. I'm very weird, and they like me so much. Gonzalo is one guy that is fantastic. We have a really, really obsessed with Nike, both fantastic relationship. And they tell me that I will pay you. We will pay you if you see some player that is really good. Really good means that will be top 100 and the girls top 200. You tell me if we contract them. I say I was one scout. It's like this, not the name. And you know what happened to me? That I don't believe in this kind of things. I think the kids. When we start to give things to a kid, start to destroy his mind. Even here, we have some players that they get a contract. They ask, please, it's not necessary. Don't. Their money is different, but if they have no money for three rackets or for two couples of skirts, don't sell your soul. You know, wait, it's not necessary. And these guys happen the same. I go against my own philosophy. It was so fantastic because I work with them. I don't get one player, but see, they are players. I know, but I don't. Finally, we stopped because we're ridiculous. It was a pain. It doesn't help a lot. We have a fantastic relationship, but I'm not good for this kind of work. Absolutely not.
Geoffrey, last question, and then I don't want to keep you too long. I mean, thank you very much. I just got one more question, and then I've got the little rapid fire, quick questions. Just the last question is right now, just curious, is there anybody that is that global who we should maybe look out for? And also, has there any been any top players that have attended your academy that we don't know of, except for Moya and Nadal?
No,
Was there any other players?
see, when you speak about Moya, you put this level, it's difficult to find players of this level.
No, I mean, not
We
that level, obviously,
have
but
players, but it's a long time with
anybody.
us, and we have a lot of confidence, and we'll see what happens. And now it's difficult to measure because they are stopped about the tournaments, but we have Pavel Omelero. We have players that are 15 years old. Maybe we have the group of 15 years old, one of the best in the world because we have a lot. And this group is coming really, really fantastic. We'll see what happens. Eh? But really, boys and girls, we have some players that I really, really have confidence that we can. Like always, I never tell this one will be good or not because I don't understand what the people know. I really don't understand because for me it's so difficult. Only one time in my life I tell this one will be good. It's good. It's Nadal. Even I work with Nuria Llagostera that he was number 14 in the world. I never think that he will be top 100. You know, for me it's really difficult. I don't know why the people is so smart. But we have some players that I tell them, no, that I think they can play the adventure. We can go to direct to the adventure because we have good weapons for trying. We have some ones. We will see.
Fantastic. Joffrey, nearly finished. I have this quiz. It's quick question. You can give a very quick reply, nothing elaborate. It's just to get to know you
Cool.
maybe a little bit better. Okay, are you ready? what is your very first
The
memory
first
of
memory,
tennis?
tennis that I have is maybe I am 7 years old. It's not good. Huh? I was playing and I was absolutely white. And my t-shirt, by my jacket is a little open, and behind there a yellow t-shirt is coming the bodyguard of the club and come and say me, please, yeah, I need to put my zip up. You know, this is my first. It was really embarrassing for me because I'm a basketball player, and it's not nice that they need to tell you something.
Did you actually play tennis?
No.
I mean, like play
No.
tournaments and
I
stuff? No,
rarely
you
play a
never did
little
that.
tournaments. I'm not a tennis player, really.
No.
I really not a tennis player. I play tournaments, a little
Okay.
ones, but I never tried to be a tennis player. I start to be coach when I'm 13. I start to make like sparring, and
Okay.
I love to be tennis coach, but I don't think I will be good mentally before be a tennis player. It's not my sport for play, but it's the perfect sport for this.
Okay. What's your best shot if you have one?
The forehand, for sure, the forehand.
Beforehand. Okay. Currently, do you have a favorite player, male or female,
I
that
have,
you
you
like
know,
watching?
even when I'm young, I have the my shirt, I believe more in the players, not only because his tennis is his mentality, behavior. I was fanatic or really fan about Mats Wilander because how I understand his life. You know, I prefer this kind of players that because give me one reason for play tennis, no? Because it's about the values, not only about forehands and backhands.
Okay. You will like this one. You must list the big three, Nadal, Federer, Djokovic, from your
No,
favorite to
of
least
course, for
favorite.
me, Nadal is I'm fanatic of Nadal. Second one, Federer, and third one, Djokovic. Not the level, not be my favorite. You ask me my favorite, not
Okay.
the best ones, no, because maybe the best one is the judge. But my favorite is like this:
Yeah.
Nadal, absolutely; Federer, absolutely; if Djokovic is number three.
Okay. Which is the best match you have ever seen? It can be a professional ATP, or it can be a match in your academy
There's so
or a
many.
junior
There's
match.
so many. The other match is not my academy that the people don't
Too many.
remember, but it's the final of Roland Garros. I don't know what year. I was playing Wilander with Jannik Noah. Jannik Noah win in the end, but it's only three sets, but it was fantastic. On McEnroe-Lendl, I like these matches that is a different type of game to play together. And people that I travel, for me, the best
Okay.
match I never saw with me in the court since the final Cincinnati with Moya against Hewitt. This tournament, all the tournament was amazing, and the final was crazy. Moya have a level, a superior level to everybody in this week. This may be the more beautiful
Oh,
match that I see
I
of
must
one of
watch
my
that.
players.
Okay. Which is the best tournament or your favorite tournament
Yeah, I
in
only
the
can
world?
choose one. I choose Australia. Australia because I like the mentality of the people in the tournament. You know, when you go to Australia, the people can go there to see tennis. There's a sport play, a sport public. You know, when you go, I don't know, Wimbledon or another run, or Godot, doesn't matter. There are so many people with a big caps showing the new models. And in Australia, it's absolutely free people watching EA Love. I never been in US Open, huh? But the tournaments that I went, Australia maybe is the my favorite. Yeah.
Okay, a lot of people say that. This one also is very, very, you'll like this one. You have to book a restaurant and you can only invite free players, male or female, and any era. It can be old players or new players. Which restaurant do you book and who do you
Obviously, a
invite?
Spanish restaurant because I love the Spanish food. Maybe Rías Baixas is close to my club and they make amazing meat, amazing fish. For invite,
Okay.
obviously, Nadal, Moya. Well, I don't take my own player, right? Because it's not fun. I take the girls, maybe Simona Halep, that I admire how he understand the work. In boy, Mats Wilander, of course.
Okay.
Maybe John
Okay.
McEnroe, because it will be fun to understand how he do.
That's good. Okay. And the restaurant is
It's
one there close to you. What's
Rías
the
Baixas. They
name of the
make a
restaurant?
fantastic meat, a special meat from the north of Spain and fish. And it's
Okay.
really, really good place. Very simple, eh? Very simple, very familiar, but
Okay.
it's really, really good. It's not a 3-star. No. It's good food and nice people.
Okay. Do
I
you
like
like
it.
cooking?
Really, I like to not cook every day a small thing. I like to make a big plates, in one Sunday I make a paella, or one Sunday I
Okay.
make a fish rice. I don't know, make a special thing. So to make the or the cook of the last 3 years, I make in my family, I cook the Christmas dinner, Christmas lunch, is I like this kind of not the normal make an omelette for this night. This
Okay.
one is I think it's boring.
Okay. What's your favorite
So
food if
difficult.
you have to
Maybe
choose one?
Rabo de Toro. Rabo de Toro is a tile box. Tile box is the name? Yeah, tile box. Yeah,
The tail of the
the
bull,
box tail, right?
like
It's
oxtail.
here is a it's not good
Okay.
for my uric
Okay.
acid, but it's fantastic.
And do you have a favorite
Yeah,
pizza?
I like
If you like
pizza,
pizza,
but
what is
very
your
simple. Eh?
favorite
I like
pizza topping?
pizza. It may be with salmon, nothing more, just salmon, mozzarella, blah, 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 and salmon. No, I don't like a lot of things with the
Okay.
pizza. Maybe nothing, only the pizza, only the margarita. See, I don't like a very
Only
complicated.
normal margarita. Okay.
Sorry,
Do you
what?
have a favorite movie?
Well, I have
A
so many.
favorite movie, a favorite film?
It's so difficult to choose one,
So many.
but the
Just one that
Fabelas
comes
is
to mind, just the first one
yes,
that you
because
can
in
think of.
Spanish we change the names, but maybe to the Brian Life of Monty Python.
Ah, okay. I didn't expect that from you. Okay. Okay, apart from tennis, obviously, do you have any hobbies,
I
like
love
something that you really
the
like to
nature,
do?
in Mallorca there are fantastic mountains, not dangerous, but fantastic mountains. I like a lot mountain bike, kayak, because the sea, the north coast is amazing. Kayak, all the things that I cannot do when I play basketball or I teach tennis, I don't have time for them, make these kind of things. And the last part of my life, I can make so many things like this. Yeah, I enjoy so my canyoning. And now my physical conditions don't allow to make this
Okay.
kind of stuff a lot, but I love the nature and the mountains. It's my favorite hobby.
Best
The
beach in
best beach in
Mallorca. Which
Mallorca,
is the
my
best beach?
favorite will be,
Your
I will
favorite?
tell, Cala Estellencs. It's a Cala, it's a little small Cala that is a
Is that
stones,
the
rolling stones. It's not I don't like the sand. I like the rolling stone. And it's the end of one
Okay.
glacier. You have mountains on one side and the other side. In the middle, there are a little Cala. I think it's one of the most beautiful.
Okay.
In
Is
the
that on the
north,
north, on the
it's
east,
in the
on the
north, in the
west?
north of Mallorca, the
Where?
mountains
In the
finishing the
north.
sea. And the cold of the north always is stones, and is
Yes.
the glaciers and the old time in the glaciers make the down and open the mountains and make a beach in in the sea, and is normally is fantastic. Yeah.
Okay. Except you cannot choose Spain, which is your favorite
Right.
country
For
in the
visit, I
world
enjoy a
to
lot.
visit?
I enjoy a lot Australia again. Yeah, I enjoy a lot South Africa. I want to be honest.
Okay.
South Africa, I go to Kruger Park. I can be a couple of days there. Yeah, I go to swim with the white shark in Hermanus. It was fantastic. But if I need to choose
Okay.
one for
Oh,
live,
wow. Okay.
maybe I get Australia or Thailandia. Thailandia, I pass a really beautiful moment. My wife is from Malaysia, but I never been Malaysia. Maybe similar, but Thailand, how the people understand life and how nice is the people, made me a lot of warm. It's a one place for live. Maybe I choose that.
Oh, very interesting.
Favorite
Excellent.
city?
Favorite city?
I don't like a lot cities. Eh? I want to be honest. I prefer the
Or town. It can also be a town.
town. Maybe I choose. It's I don't remember the name of the Italian town that I go because it's so beautiful. But in Spain, there one town is Avilés, that is in Asturias that I love. I love the thing. The north of Spain. Maybe in Asturias, maybe Gijón or Avilés, a beautiful place.
Okay. Okay. You know that a
Yeah.
lot of tennis players are
No,
superstitious.
zero.
Are you
I don't allow
superstitious?
to be superstitious because give you bad
Zero.
luck. I know that. I'm joking, eh?
But
But yeah,
Nadal is very superstitious.
I don't understand why he's coming a little, but in the beginning was not, but a little he make. But he tell that it's not superstition because he cannot make the things that he do then change the result, but he like to make that. I don't like these kind of things. I don't allow to the youngest players to make that. A lot of psychologists say this one is incorrect for the mentality, but I
Okay.
think that when you start to think the things happen because things are not out of yourself, you get the confidence there will be a problem in the future. I don't allow to
Yeah.
be very superstitious. I have a bit pride sometimes when they make stupid things.
Okay. Is tennis the most difficult sport
I
in the
don't know is the
world,
most,
do
but
you
one
think?
of the most that I know the most. I don't know chess, for example. I don't know chess, but I think one of the most. When I work in the Spanish Federation, we have a psychologist for all the sports. When I go with a girl that I have a problem, I tell that, yeah, and you know that tennis is so difficult. He tell me, yeah, all the coaches think his own sport is the more difficult. After 6 months, he tell me, Jofra, you were right. Tennis is the more difficult
Okay.
because it's so complicated, the emotional system every time, every single second.
Okay. And in 2050, so 30 years from now,
I'm
do you
fully
think
sure.
tennis will look
I'm
very
fully sure because
different?
the mentality of the people, I don't know what's good or it's bad, the chance that will come, but obviously every time we're looking more short things all the time, it will be changed. It will change so many things. I'm fully sure. It's difficult for the TV, for everything. It's difficult to maintain the what we do now. I'm fully sure. And technically this one for sure because they will be but especially the how maybe 5 sets to 4 games, I don't know, will change a lot of things for make more attractive for the new generation because I think the rules is for the old generations. You know that the people when they make some post or something like this must be short, you make long, the people don't see because the mind of the people is changing, the tennis will not change because it's not a good life.
I agree. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but You sound that it's not going to be
There are
very
things here, there are
positive
things
for
not.
tennis, or am I
Obviously,
wrong
for
there?
me, it's really difficult because I like the people don't have a
Okay.
lot of money or the support of some sponsor or federation have the chance to try to play tennis, and it's cheaper, it's much better. You make tournaments only 2 or 3 days with play more matches in 1 day, will be fantastic for these people. For me, it's okay, you know. But it's not good when we make that because the people is lazy to be too much time watching the same thing. I think it's a collaboration with the new mentalities of the technology. You know, I'm really sad to see the technology take all the parts of our life and is the dictator of our life. And I'm worried about this.
I'm nearly finished, Geoffrey. Last thing, you have to complete the perfect all-time player, tennis player for you. I will give you all the shots. It can be male, female, any era, old or new. Let's
The
start with
serve.
the
My favorite
serve.
serve
Would you
is Federer.
choose?
It's not the first one, but it's my favorite serve. Nadal.
Return.
Forehand.
Forehand.
Moya. Is you tell me people is playing now? Federer again. Djokovic.
Backhand.
Volley, Federer
Volley.
again. Draw shots,
Okay. Drop shot.
maybe Djokovic. Movement, Nadal.
Movement.
Nadal, but I'm not absolutely honest because Djokovic is
Mentality.
fantastic, but if I have that, always Nadal. Sorry, try again. Man,
Okay,
Nadal,
no, that's fine.
100%.
Mentality.
Touch,
Touch,
Federer.
feel touch. Federer. And last one, on court, off court personality, just as a person in general,
For
a
me, it's Moya.
personality.
You know, Moya for me is like a friend. He's a guy that you can speak about everything, and for me, he's like a brother, a young brother, or my old son. I don't know what is, but how he understands life and how we can speak inside, outside of court, and how is the behavior inside, outside of court. Moya is fantastic. I know there are so many in Nadal, of course, but for me, I need to choose one. I want to choose Moya.
Yeah, the future of tennis. Do you think the future of tennis will be Carlos Alcaraz, Sinner and Musetti?
I don't
Do you
know the
think
second
they are
one a
going to be
lot
the future of
because
tennis?
but I know Alcaraz is here sometimes when he's working before work with Ferrero come to Mallorca. I go to Murcia to work with him for see some things, and I think he's amazing. I think he's amazing especially for how he understands life. You know, he's a free mentality. His eyes remember me so much to Nadal. You know, it's like one guy that know exactly what happened, everything around him. You know, he's playing tennis and know the result of the court behind, or if you are happy or you are not happy and you fall down. He know everything. He's so awake. I love a lot. I love a lot. I think it will be one of the
Okay.
first two.
And sorry, Sinner,
I don't
do you
want
have an
because it's
opinion
I
on
don't know a
Jannik
lot,
Sinner?
really. I don't know a lot. Really.
Really? Okay. All right. I'm finished. The last one, Geoffrey, you have been fantastic, and really, it's been an honor to have you. You must ask yourself a question and answer it. It doesn't have to be
I want to
personal,
make
it
me a
can be
question.
anything.
Is what is the sentence that you think, Geoffrey, you think that resume more how you understand the education inside and outside of the court? I love you made me this question. And the answer is Einstein tell, I don't teach my students, I prepare the conditions where they learn. And when we start to make this kind of work, we stop the overprotection And the kids will grow really free and creative. I think it's one sentence that all the teachers, coaches, everything is in, parents need to make one tattoo in his chest for remember every single second is the type of work that we make we must do for teach our kids.
Okay, fantastic. Very, very good. Thank you. That was great. Joffrey, it's been an honor. I really, really enjoyed this. You know, I can talk for another 2 or 3 hours, but you will be bored. Yeah, I really, I'm hope I can come and visit you again and say hello to Afisa, your wife.
Thank
And
you, and
again,
would
thank
be
you very
really
much. It was
enjoy a
really a
lot
pleasure.
and give big kisses to everybody around you. And thank you so much for the confidence, and the honor is mine, really. Ciao, ciao.
Okay. Thank you, Geoffrey. Ciao,
Bye.
ciao.